Call to Wire, Tene Maranga BFM. You're tuned into 95 BFM. This is The Wire, Call to Kaupapa o Tairane, Call to Health. We're talking health this week. A recent study has found worrying gaps in the language skills of Aotearoa's youth in both Te Reo Māori and English. Earlier today, I spoke with the report's lead author, Professor Elaine Rees, about language skills in New Zealand and the report's findings.
Pre-birth longitudinal study that has been running, recruiting pregnant mothers and their partners. So the babies were born in 2009 and 2010, and we've been following them up ever since. And this paper that that we're talking about now is from the age 2 findings.
So it's the Journal of the Child Language. It's taking a selfie of the language skills of more than 6,000 New Zealand 2-year-olds. So you're saying that there are some concerning gaps in some of these findings. What are we talking about here?
Yes. So we were worried when we saw that there was a gap between boys and girls in their language development at age 2, with girls doing better, having bigger vocabularies at age 2 than boys, and also children coming from wealthier households have better language development than children coming from less affluent households.
So how is this information being collected?
We collected it, went out to the homes when the children were 2 years old, and the particular language tool that we use, we're using one that has been used internationally, but we adapted it for New Zealand English and for Te Reo Māori. And we asked mothers first to look at 100 words from both of those languages if they said their children spoke that language, and to say if their child was using that word right now. And from that measure, we get a really robust idea of how big the children's vocabulary is. And we also asked the parents, the mothers, if their child was combining words into short little sentences. So with toddlers, the sentences we're talking about are very rudimentary. So we're talking about things like car, go, ball, down, those kinds of little sentences. But if a child isn't making those little sentences by the time they're 2 years old, we are concerned. Fortunately, in this respect, 87% of the children in the study were combining words into those little sentences by age 2.
So the concern is that there's a gap between gender and sort of social class. What do you think is attributing to this gap?
Yes, so there are a number of possibilities, and we will be able to look at really figuring out why this is happening in the Growing Up in New Zealand data as we continue to analyze it. One major possibility is in the way that parents and other people, such as early childhood teachers, are talking to young children. And we know from other research around the world that how much you talk to children and the quality of that speech makes a huge difference for children's language development. And so we are getting some little hints that so far in the data that we've analyzed so far in Growing Up in New Zealand, that there are some gender differences happening in the way parents are interacting with the girls and boys. And would you like for me to talk about one of those?
Yeah, totally. Is it suggested that parents are talking to girls more than boys? Girls are more talkative?
Well, the hint that we have is that in another part of the study at age 2, we asked mothers to engage the children in, we gave them some pictures and we asked them to describe the pictures. So it's sort of like a picture book reading task. And what we found in that task is that the mothers of the boys were disciplining the boys more often than were the mothers of girls. And by discipline, I'm not talking about physical discipline here. I'm talking about trying to keep the child engaged in the task. So it probably is the case that, and we're not talking about for all boys, but for some boys, and perhaps for boys on average, it may be a little harder to engage them in these quiet activities that where we know a lot of talk is happening. So that's one thing that could be happening for the gender difference.
So it could even be that parents are being tougher on their sons?
Well, I'm not sure about our measure of discipline was not, I mean, again, what we're talking about here is not anything harsh.
Right, yeah.
So it's probably, what I think may be happening there is that the boys may not be interested on average in these quiet activities like sitting down and talking about a book. So I think, I mean, my recommendation from what we know about language development is that it is important to engage, say, active children in other ways that don't require so much sitting down. I mean, we know how active toddlers are. Yeah. And so it's important for parents to try to engage them in conversation while they're doing other things.
Mm. Or to recognize if your child is a more of an active learner than a quiet sit-down learner.
Yes, and probably my top tip is what you know works with toddlers is to follow in, figure out what they're interested in, and you can actually see it from what they're looking at and playing with. Figure out what they're interested in and talk about whatever that is. And the example that we have, not from the Growing Up study, but from some work I've been doing down in Dunedin, we have this great example of a parent talking with the toddler wants to talk about seeing a worm on the footpath that day. Now, this is not a topic of conversation that parents would normally bring up. They would try to bring up something a little more weighty. But this is what the toddler wants to talk about. So if parents follow in on what their child wants to talk about, their child's language will develop faster.
Interesting. And I did just want to touch a little bit on the fact that 96% of children in the sample are growing up speaking New Zealand English, and 10% are speaking both New Zealand English and Te Reo Māori. Is there any statistic here on the increase of children speaking Te Reo?
Well, that's a very good question, because this is, we believe, the first time that we've gotten, that we've had a tool to measure the children's Te Reo, and in an objective way, other than parents simply reporting on the child's overall fluency. So we will be able to look at increases or decreases as we analyze later data points in the study, but this was actually the first.
Okay.
Time we've been able to assess that.
So what are those tools there? Are they available publicly?
Yes, they are. They are readily available on the Growing Up in New Zealand website, and they're basically lists of 100 words each in those languages, and we actually also have word lists in Samoan and Tongan for anybody who's interested, and you parents and other teachers can use these word lists to see where their child is in relation to other New Zealand children.
Fantastic. So that's www.growingup.co.nz/data.
That's right.
Awesome.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.